Hello, welcome to Dailyish. It is Thursday, October 30th. It's minus 2 degrees outside. Probably feels like minus 3 or something with the wind chill. Not looking like a great weather for Halloween tomorrow night, but once again, this is not a weather podcast, so please find that information elsewhere. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Visit campaignmonitor.com to check out an amazing newsletter, email newsletter service that has been supporting Good Stuff and Dailyish since episode one, or the very beginning of Good Stuff. Much thanks to the Aussie friends and those around the world working at Campaign Monitor for supporting Good Stuff. All right, this is a filler episode, or a getting over a mental hump, a creative block, a blah episode, as it were. Sometimes I've found with my little creative side ventures, things like this show, with my blog that I have neglected because I don't care right now. I want to focus on podcasting, so I'm not worrying about the blog. It's not a big deal to me. But when I've tried to write more, sometimes something comes along, either a real thing or just a mental thing that just kind of like stops your brain from being able to keep moving. And so I've found anyways in the past with the blog, with when I've dabbled in music and things like that, it just helps just to like, on the guitar, it would be like just throwing a E chord or something, a major, minor, whatever chord, just like turning the amp up to 11 and just smashing some crap out on the guitar. Or on a blog, it's just kind of like mental, verbal, sort of like this one, I think, which is like episode one of Dailyish, a bit of verbal diarrhea, just like thoughts, get them out of your head, push it out there just to get past that. Okay, so you've done that. The main thing is this whole crap that I mentioned in episode 52, previous episode, just with what's going on in Canada, in Canada with the CBC and the announcer guy, who radio guy, who's just a slime ball and hopefully gets his day in court, and hopefully the more importantly, the women he has abused and etc. gets some sense of justice, I guess. And so, he was I wouldn't say he's a hero. I didn't love every episode of his show. I didn't like there, but, and he seemed to be fairly egotistical and self-serving in a lot of what he did, extracurricular activities and stuff. And so I can't say that I knew or had any idea other than what he did on the radio, usually was draw people into a great conversation. And that was something that I really admired and aspired to, and still aspire to, regardless of what he has done or didn't do. And being famous, being good at one thing, does not preclude you from being a terrible, evil person over somewhere else in your life. So it's not that I'm so shocked that a celebrity or a famous person or somebody who I have looked up to would be bad in some other area. It just is disappointing, and that's the mental block right now. It's just kind of like this thing I'm doing right now, which is just, you know, me in my basement talking to a microphone and a few folks listen to a downloaded MP3 later, which is on a completely different scale than what, say, a national broadcasting radio program would be, but it still somehow feels like oddly, weirdly connected, and I just needed to record an episode to get this funk out of my brain, I guess, as it were. And I'm trying to avoid tweeting about it and even reading about it as much and talking about it as much. Like, obviously, if you follow me on Twitter or you're at all interested in what's happening with it, you'll know where to go and where to find stuff. You're hopefully not relying on me retweeting things or anything like that to keep up with what's going on. But so I think, yeah, just to try and it's easy to get drawn in, get filled with the emotion and the rage of a situation online. And to a point that's healthy, where you're made aware of a situation and you learn something about how, in this case, I mean, this is stupid, obviously, but how, and I didn't need to learn this from this, but someone might learn, hey, that's not okay to do that to women, or you, yeah, and I don't know, it's just so bizarre. But anyways, and say your piece to support people in a situation where they might feel otherwise unsupported. But there's a point where it comes time to also, withdraw from some of that, at least to be able to just not get so consumed by it, especially if your personality leads you to easily getting drawn in, consumed by something, and not in a, like, the end result isn't healthy in what you're doing, what I'm doing necessarily. I'm just kind of reading, getting mad, reading more, tweeting angry thoughts, and getting more worked up about it. But if it motivates me to, if motivates you to maybe go work at a woman's shelter and support women in need, or help people at a volunteer at a support service of some sort, pushes you to do that kind of thing, that's awesome. Where it's leading me right now, it's just making me mad and frustrated and angry and things like that. So I digress. So thanks for listening to this episode of Dailyish. I will be back with more upbeat, interesting things to talk about as well. Not that this is where I become Canadian and apologize again for talking. Anyways, thank you for listening. I really appreciate each person that listens and in some weird way downloads the show, listens to it. And like I've said over the episodes, I welcome your feedback and your comments, but you're not obligated to. You can just listen and enjoy or whatever. Chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address. iChris on Twitter. Goodstuff_FM is where you can follow the Good Stuff Broadcast Network's other podcasts as well. Be alerted to those. If you're looking for something to listen to these days, podcast, and something a little irreverent but fun, but also with a bit of information about science and tech and geek stuff and just regular life fun stuff, I'd recommend checking out Transmission, goodstuff.fm/transmission. I think the Twitter account is transmission_AM. Kyle and his brother Kenny do a great show every morning. They stream live Monday to Thursday on goodstuff.fm/live. So you can tune in live to that or just download the show later. I have trouble keeping up every day because it's a daily show, like not ish either. But they're doing a great job of just sort of a great morning show without all the super annoying radio DJ jokes. All right, I've gone on long enough. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Let me know what you're dressing up for as Halloween. Tweet me a picture, something like that. And I'll talk about it tomorrow maybe, or Saturday, see how things go. Have a good day. Bye.